I'm a former USHR minority fellow. Minorities around the world are often the victims of conflicts and multiple discrimination and abuses. It is specifically tragic when gross human rights violations are committed by a permanent member of the UN Security Council. The Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples in the Uyghur region of China face arbitrary detention, ill treatment, systematic ethnic and religious discrimination, forced disappearances, to name a few. For instance, yesterday, a representative of the World Uyghur Congress stated her brother Abdulrazak Shamsiddin in the Chinese prison. Can Chinese representatives answer whether her brother alive or not? In this context, I would like to speak about the silence of many Muslim-majority countries when it comes to the human rights situation in the Uyghur region. In particular, a failure of the recent proposal for the UN Human Rights Council to hold a formal debate on the human rights situation in the Uyghur region in March this year. I would like to thank Somalia, the only Muslim-majority country in the IHRC, to support the proposal, while Indonesia, Qatar, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, United Arab Emirates, Sudan, and Pakistan opposed it. I would like to thank 50 countries that urged China in November to fully implement all recommendations in the UN report of possible crimes against humanity against Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic groups. Now I'd like to quote the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah peace and blessings be upon him, who said, "Whosoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. And if he is not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue. And if he is not able to do so, then with his heart. And that is the weakest of faith." I would recommend the following. Urge China to immediately release all those arbitrarily detained in the so-called re-education camps and clarify the fate and whereabouts of missing family members. Propose to the UN to establish a post of special rapporteur for the Uyghur issue. And last but not least, to urge Muslim-majority countries and international Islamic organizations to remember that you're